There are fewer French farmers today. Though their numbers are smaller, there's no doubt their political influence and popular support still huge. Record numbers, more than 600,000 people, attended the annual French Farm Show outside Paris, which ended today. Among those visitors were the frontrunners in the presidential election. The Farm Show is a compulsory stop for the candidates who are all vying for the support of the influential farm lobby. Eleanor Beardsley sends this postcard from Paris.
Picture a giant state fair, but on a national level, and you can begin to imagine the annual Salon de l'Agriculture, where for the last week, 1,500 farmers from around the country have come to exhibit their animals and food products. The salon is a smorgasbord of scenes, sounds, and smells from the heart of rural France, and every year more than 500,000 people show up to take it all in. Parisian Guy Flocon is standing next to a giant Charolais bull from the Burgundy region. The Charolais is just one of 30 bovine breeds exhibited here.
Les animaux, c'est quand même quelque chose en France parce qu'on a quand même un élevage qui est superbe.
We have superb livestock in France, as you can see. Look at this bull behind me, 3,500 pounds. I think that's the record. The farm fair is a great outing for French people, and especially for foreigners if they want to get to know our country.
Bonjour, enchanté.
The Salon de l'Agriculture is also a mandatory pit stop for French politicians, especially in an election year. And all week long, the candidates have been greeting farmers. Conservative Nicolas Sarkozy spent 4 hours here Friday. Outgoing President Jacques Chirac was a favorite. The self-acclaimed country boy was known to spend hours swigging wine and caressing cow haunches for the farm vote. There are more than 20,000 food products from around the country on display here. Wine, olives, sausages, and cheese being sampled and savored. Pierre Atrasik has brought his goat cheeses up from the Mediterranean region of Languedoc-Roussillon. He says France's connection to its farmers is what sets it apart.
Look at the extraordinary diversity of French foods here. We have to support this, and that's what this fair is all about. It's the meeting point between rural and urban France.
But winemaker Eric Alès seems less upbeat than his neighbor.
We're the largest winemaking region in the world, and because of globalization, our costs are higher than our revenues, and we're having to pull up vines. We're trying to hang in there, but I'm not sure we'll make it.
They want high-quality, fresh food, and they want to know where it comes from. This is a country where cellophane-wrapped meat is viewed with suspicion, and people expect to buy chickens, fish, and shrimp with the heads still on. Exhibitor Jean-Claude Roche from Limoges says his pigs are fed on grains that haven't been genetically modified. He points to the dried sausages hanging above his head.
This pork sausage was dried for 3 years, and this really gives the meat time to mature. I know that must sound absurd to Americans, smoking meat for 3 years, but here it's a tradition.
19th-century poet Alphonse de Lamartine said, "It is not only wheat that emerges from the plowed earth, it is an entire civilization." Even though most French people today live in towns and cities, they still feel that connection. And that's what makes the Salon de l'Agriculture more than just a farm show. It's a cultural event. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.